I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Each summer, the Broadway League, the prestigious National Theater Industry Association, brings to New York talented teenage performers from around the country. They compete for scholarships, recognition, and possibly a pathway to the Broadway stage. It's the National High School Musical Theater Awards, and this year, for the first time, two young performers from New Mexico will be taking part. The two will be selected in a public performance on May 8th, hosted by the nonprofit Popejoy Hall. Popejoy's Terry Davis is helping to put it together. Terry, welcome.
Thank you.
For the last 6 months, Popejoy's representatives have been attending high school productions around the state. What are they looking for?
A lot of things, actually. We're looking for somebody who's got some great singing skills, certainly, can tell a story really well, and maybe moves a little bit better than the average person. So for the National High School Musical Theater Awards, we want somebody who can stand on that stage with the other 62 performers that will be there this summer and represent New Mexico well, represent themselves well, feel comfortable on that stage, and do a great job.
These adjudicators are also looking at the productions themselves, because that's part of the award ceremony, correct?
Right. We have five awards this year, Best Actor and Best Actress, and those two, of course, go to the New York competition. But we also have Best Production, Best Direction, and Best Ensemble for the high school productions themselves. And so the first thing we're looking for is creativity. How did you use the resources you had? So it's not a question of, you know, you had everything on the stage possible. How did you use the resources? That's a key criteria for us. And then how are you telling your story? Are you telling the story well? Are you telling it? Are we clear on what the story is? Are we clear on whose story it is? That's obviously a key indicator for the director. Did the director actually help get those kids telling that story in the right direction?
This is the first year that Popejoy has sponsored this. You're starting with high schools mostly in the Albuquerque area, but further afield as well.
Yeah, I mean, we started reaching out to a lot of schools, and we found a lot of interest. And we got Los Alamos High School involved, and we also got Portales High School involved this year. And we already have seen interest for next year from Las Cruces schools and from Farmington schools, Santa Fe schools.
I would imagine the kids and the teachers are very enthusiastic about this kind of an opportunity.
Certainly the idea of sending two kids to New York and working with Broadway professionals and working on a Broadway stage and working with 62 peers from across the country to do this show and put it on a Broadway stage. Literally this year, this summer, it'll be the Minskoff Theater again, where Lion King is performing. To do that really catches their attention. But we're also doing things here in New Mexico. We're doing some education in New Mexico. We've had five different workshops this year where professionals from the shows or professionals that we know have given workshops to students. And those workshops are absolutely free. We had three from shows that were in town, and we got people from the shows doing the workshops, and two from people we knew who were working in the business who happened to be at home.
So what are audience members going to see on May 8th at Popejoy Hall?
Well, the show itself is based on what we saw from the New York production. So we're going to have an ensemble opening where our 20 nominees for Best Actor and Best Actress will spend the week learning an opening number and a final number for themselves. Plus, they also perform solos on stage. Each 20 of them will have 2 minutes to do a solo. We'll also have five production numbers, representative numbers from the productions we've seen and adjudicated this year. Those will be the ones that will be nominated for the Best Production, Best Direction, and Best Ensemble Popejoy Awards. We'll also have a representative from every school we've adjudicated doing the Act One finale. So it's a lot of music that night and a lot of, we think, some really fun talent to see and to really show off what these high school kids can do.
I know you've thought a lot about the importance of musicals as part of the high school experience. What is the value in working in a musical theater production?
Theater generally takes everything you know, everything you're being taught in school, science and math and language, and you as a theater student have to be able to take all those elements, process them, and put them into a practical application and tell a story with that. And you're part of a larger whole. It's not just you. There's an absolute deadline, creative challenges, And how do you make that happen on a budget of nothing sometimes? And you're working in a committee that you didn't choose. That's just like work. You don't necessarily choose your coworkers. And all of those challenges are absolutely skills that kids need to have in life, just negotiating day to day. And it also provides a safe atmosphere for kids who don't always find a comfortable space in high school. Working in a musical, working in theater, allows them to say, you know, I can express myself safely in a non-judgmental environment.
Of course, Popejoy hosts national tours of Broadway shows during the year. Is that one of the reasons that Popejoy took responsibility for sponsoring the New Mexico edition of these national awards?
We're the only organization in the state that actually could do this. We're members of the Broadway League who do the national awards, and we're a not-for-profit organization. So those are the two criteria the Broadway League has for participation. And it's a perfect fit for us because, yes, everyone knows that we do the Broadway musicals. We're the big Broadway house in the state. We're the only house in the state that can do what we do. And so that's a perfect fit to say, now we're going to take your kids and we're going to put them on the Popejoy stage and show off what it is that high school musical theater companies, drama clubs, et cetera, can do in this state. You know, basketball teams from, I don't know how many different high schools, go to the Pit. And the Pit is a nationally known arena for basketball. And those kids walk into that arena and get to play basketball in one of the best college arenas in the country. Wouldn't it be nice if you were a high school kid to be able to play on the same stage that Lion King plays on, that Wicked plays on? That's what we're trying to do with this program, and to shine our spotlights, the same ones that light up those shows, on those high school kids and the programs that support them.
This is costing. It's a bit of a cash outlay for Popejoy Hall to do this. Where does that money come from? Does it come from the same spot where your educational programs are funded?
In many ways, yes. It's, again, funded by our donors. You know, a lot of people don't even know that we raise money. Popejoy Hall was established as a part of the university, but back in the 90s, the Board of Regents for the university changed the funding formulas for everything on campus, basically, and made us an enterprise organization, and we have to go out and make back everything we spend. And so our donors are supporting all those enterprises that we do for education, for outreach, and now the Popejoy Awards. And we're getting a lot of enthusiasm for this program.
Congratulations. Terry Davis has helped organize a showcase of the best of New Mexico's high school musical theater talent. It's on May 8th at Popejoy Hall. Go to popejoyawards.org. Two young winners from the showcase, by the way, will compete in New York for the National High School Musical Theater Awards in June. Terry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
For a longer version of this interview, log on to KUNM.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.